From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. Yesterday, Columbians voted to approve a $42.8 million water bond issue. The final results showed that the issue passed with 82% in favor. Proposition 1 will increase customers' rates 11% over a four-year span to upgrade the water system in the city. Engineers say the system is in dire need of repair. Water and Light spokesperson Lucia Bourgeois says the utility company will be able to complete projects on time with the bond funding.
We have a project proposal list that we've attached with the bond issue that we consider necessary for meeting the safe delivery of water, and that would mean that we'd get to get started on our projects.
The bond will spread the costs out over time and avoid rate increases to fund the strained water infrastructure in the city. According to reporting from the Columbia Missourian, a little more than half the bond will go towards the city's water treatment plant. The rest will be split between upgrading water storage units and pumps, replacing and relocating water mains, and upgrading well platforms. There are also plans for a new water tower and a new pumping station. Missouri voters gave a resounding rejection to Right to Work yesterday. That policy bars unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues as a condition of employment. Voters decided to repeal the measure with more than 65% of the vote. Alexis Strotter is a nurse who belongs to Service Employees International Union. She's hoping Tuesday's result emboldens unions across the country to fight back against anti-labor policies.
So basically, it was sending a high message to all across the United States that Missouri's not backing down, that we're built on working families and we want working families to succeed in life.
Union leaders are also hoping yesterday's vote gives pause to the GOP-led legislature to pursue Right to Work in the 2019 session. Attorney General Josh Hawley will face U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill in the November election. Hawley defeated 10 other Republicans in Tuesday's primary, garnering about 58% of the Republican vote. In an acceptance speech at a Springfield watch party, Hawley challenged McCaskill to a series of debates and suggested that those debates be held, quote, in the back of a flatbed truck.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to drag that flatbed truck all over this state to courthouses everywhere. We'll get out. We'll get on the back of the truck and we'll debate. Just me, just her, no holds barred. That's my challenge.
Also Tuesday evening in a statement, McCaskill challenged Hawley to four town hall-style debates around the state. President Trump, who has campaigned for Hawley, sent out a tweet congratulating him on his primary win late Tuesday night. After a tight primary race, Renee Hoganson will be the Democratic candidate facing incumbent Vicky Hartzler for the 4th District U.S. House of Representatives seat in the general election this November. Hoganson came out ahead of her opponent Hallie Thompson by about 3 percentage points late last night. She celebrated at her campaign watch party at the Vault in downtown Columbia. Hoganson's campaign manager, Caleb Smith, said they will be challenging Hartzler on her voting record in Congress.
Well, we're going to be trying to challenge Vicky to make sure she actually comes out to the district, engages in some discussions out here in the district, and we're going to just hold her accountable for some of her votes in Congress and make sure that the voters know what they actually want to who they want to represent them to come November.
This race is Hoganson's first run for public office against Hartzler, who is now running for her 6th term. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.